This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, it's Fashion Week in New York City, and we have the skinny on what the skinny models are wearing on the runway. But first, three new and unusual series debuting on DVD mark the expanding vision of Japanese animation, or anime, available to American audiences. And if you like what you're hearing right now, let day-to-day animation critic Charles Solomon fill you in on what your eyes are missing.
Okay, three, two, one, let's jam.
If you're tired of smart mouth kids and talking sponges, gay or otherwise, it might be time to switch from American animation to anime. In Japan, animation is used for every genre and is watched by audiences of every age group. These new action series from top directors use the medium in ways restricted to live action in the U.S. Samurai Champloo has been eagerly awaited by fans of director Shinichiro Watanabe's sci-fi film noir adventure Cowboy Bebop, and it was worth waiting for. Its edgy mixture of martial arts combat and hip-hop irreverence is quirky, fast-paced, violent, and thoroughly entertaining. Mugen, a low-life vagabond, meets Jin, a taciturn samurai, in a duel in a tea house in Meiji-era Japan. When the icy Jin unsheaths his sword, his motions suggest a deadly ballet. Mugen incorporates breakdance, flips, and spins into his moves. The combatants don't even learn each other's names until they've been arrested and condemned to death.
I swear, you are the most undisciplined fighter I've ever known.
Shut your damn mouth.
And the only one I wasn't able to kill.
Mugen is the name, pal. You got that?
Mugen.
That's right.
My name is Jean. You should remember it.
You're getting sloppy, letting your guard down like that!
Fu, a ditzy waitress from the tea house, helps them escape and demands they stop fighting until they've helped her to find a samurai who smells of sunflowers, which sets the three reluctant companions on the road where further adventures and chaos await.
That's right, he's called Lil Slugger. I heard that he smiles when he swings down the bat.
The first two discs of Paranoia Agent, a fantasy drama set in contemporary Japan, confirm Satoshi Kon's reputation as one of the most interesting directors working in anime. Lil Slugger, a baseball bat-wielding adolescent, throws a large section of Tokyo into a panic when he randomly attacks five people. Kon deliberately blurs the boundaries between reality and fantasy, undercutting the audience's assumptions and what seem to be the facts. Who is Lil Slugger? Are the attacks truly random, or are they linked to problems the victims were facing? Paranoia Agent may frustrate viewers who expect a straightforward narrative, but it's a disturbing and highly original work from a talented filmmaker.
Humankind cannot gain anything without first giving something in return.
Fullmetal Alchemist has regularly topped viewer polls in Japan since its debut in 2003, and it's easy to understand why.
In those days, we really believed that to be the world's one and only truth.
Director Mizushima Seiji blends action, comedy, and genuine emotions into a satisfying fantasy adventure. Protagonists Alphonse and Edward Elric delve into forbidden knowledge when they try to use alchemy to bring their mother back from the dead. They pay a terrible price under the principle of equivalent trade. Al becomes a disembodied soul in a suit of armor. Ed loses an arm and a leg, but is fitted with mechanical prostheses. The two brothers wander through a world that resembles late 19th century Europe, seeking the fabled Philosopher's Stone, which they believe can restore their bodies.
You miserable little boys! Dabbling in human alchemy without knowing its penalty, you stepped on the toes of God!
You don't know the story.
We just wanted to see Mom's face again. See her smile.
But you failed, didn't you?
Unlike American animated programs that juxtapose smart-aleck humor and heavy-handed sermonizing, Fullmetal Alchemist has heart. The slapstick is genuinely funny, and the adventures are exciting, but they never detract from the bond between the brothers that forms the emotional core of the series. Anyone who wonders why anime has become so popular in the U.S. should take a look at these three series. Their unique personal visions of what animation can be provides a welcome respite from the increasingly familiar work of American studios.
Charles Solomon watches animation, professionally of course, for Day to Day. He lives in Los Angeles.